Well, we're back on the porch, and again, we're looking at using images, specifically artistic images, to help us, to really help us in our spiritual transformation. And so we're going to deal today with just a beautiful, beautiful story that Jesus tells, telling us who truly the Father is.
So just as a refresher to the story of the prodigal, I'm going to read real quickly just a couple verses to put context into what Bob's going to talk about with the painting. So the younger son said to his father, "Father, let me have the share of this estate that will come to me." And so the father divided the property between them. And a few days later, the younger son got together everything he had, and he left for a distant country where he squandered his money on a life of debauchery. When he had spent it all, that country experienced a severe famine, and now he began to feel the pinch. So he hired himself out to one of the local inhabitants, who put him on his farm to feed the pigs. And he would willingly have filled himself with the husks that the pigs were eating, but no one would let him have them. So then he came to his senses and he said, "Man, how many of my father's hired men have all the food they want and more, and here I am just dying of hunger. I'll leave this place, I'll go to my father, and I'll say, 'Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you, and I no longer deserve to be called your son. Just treat me as one of your hired men.' So he left the place and went back to his father. Now the elder son was out in the fields, and on his way back, as he drew near the house, he could hear music and dancing. And calling one of his servants, he asked, 'What's going on?' And the servant told him, 'Your brother has come. Your father's killed the calf that we had been fattening because he has got him back safe and sound.' He was angry then, and he refused to go in. And his father came out and began to urge him, 'Come in, come in.' But he retorted to his father, 'All these years I've slaved for you and never once disobeyed any orders of yours, yet you never offered me so much as a goat for me to celebrate with my friends. But for this son of yours, when he comes back after swallowing up your property, he and all of his loose women, you kill the calf that we had been fattening?' And the father said, 'My son, you are with me always, and all I have is yours. But it was only right that we should celebrate and rejoice, because your brother here was dead and has come to life. He was lost and he is found.'"
There's just so much richness in this parable, and Rembrandt's picture, you can just spend a whole lot of time looking at it from just so many characteristics. And I've heard it said, and I think this is true, that really it is the prodigal of the father. Because in reality, what was happening is Jesus was in a constant fight with the Sadducees and the Pharisees, and they continually had a wrong view of God. And this is the high point of the book of Luke, because he's trying to say to them, this is who the God of the universe is. He is the father that's in the prodigal. And it's that of all things is one of the most important and beautiful pictures of the prodigal. Now, for a lot of us, Bev and I both share this experience. We have very, very poor images of our father because of the experiences of what we've had on earth with our father. And to realize that the God of the universe is a God of who is willing to offer us total forgiveness, who's willing to offer us unconditional love, and he sits and waits in anticipation that we return to him. And to begin seeing the picture of this father as opposed to what a lot of us seen of a father who was far from loving, far from being someone who really anticipated and valued us.
Mm-hmm. And for my experience, it's not so much of a condemning father or a hardline disciplinarian. It's an absent father. It's no sense of a father image at all. And so when I look at this painting and see the gentle, compassionate presence of the father, that's completely an antithesis of everything I think about fathers.
And I think the beautiful thing about this father is There is unconditional love. There is total forgiveness. But in this father, you see a completely restoring the prodigal son to full sonship. So he puts a ring on his hand. He gives him a robe. He gives him shoes, which are all indication of royalty. Mm-hmm. So he's not just minorly accepting him back to the family. He's bringing him into full sonship. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
he really is restoring his dignity and his humanity.
Yep.
I mean, there's a sense of elevating him to his original goodness in terms of taking him back to who he truly is in Christ, in God, in the Spirit, in his divineness. He restored him to that place of dignity.
Yeah. It's such a beautiful and powerful image, but it's so important to remember this is what Jesus was trying to say to the Pharisees. This is who God is. And all the fights that he had with the Pharisees about, what are you hanging out with sinners? Why are you healing on the Sabbath? All of those things, he's trying to use this image of the Father and letting this image of the Father be the image that this truly represents who the God of the universe is.
So when you look at this image, is that what you're drawn to?
Well, that again, you know, through time, I have, like you said last week, I have entered into different pieces of this prodigal. So there was a time when I focused on the Father. There was a second time where I focused on using the Son and just the desperation and the humility that the Son comes to the Father with to remind me about who I was, you know. And I, in God's great mercy and grace, that he restored me to true sonship of him. And then recently, you know, we can talk about this more, but I have seen the Father taking me now in my life, in the second part of my life spiritually, and laying his hands on and anointing me with his power for the next stage of ministry in my life.
Did you have that sense of that in the first half of your life?
You know, I guess I had a sense of it, but I probably needed to have a greater sense of it when I left Youth for Christ after 40 years and started a new ministry. Mm-hmm. There was a sense that I needed to have to know that what I was embarking on, that God was with me. And, you know, this picture was front and center for 3 years. So it was a thing that when I looked up, I was staring at that picture, but I was continually seeing the anointing of God the Father in my life.
Mm-hmm. So what would you say to someone who doesn't know what to do with a picture or a painting?
Well, you know, I think first of all, in all spiritual formation, there's a number of things that you have to realize. Number one, you need to anticipate that because you're taking this time to be with God, that God wants to be with you. Mm. And so there is something that God wants to say to you. I think when you look at the picture, you need to look at the picture and say, God has something to say to me through this picture in my life today, or maybe in my life during this time period. And I think there's a need to take that personal. And I think to realize the events of your day, whatever that may be, whether it's a period of time or whether it's today, is that this picture is speaking to you about God's love for you in this very moment, in this time.
So would you recommend that people sit with the same painting? Like, you sound like you were with the prodigal for three months.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, really I've been with the prodigal probably for about 8 years, but there was a time period when that was the front and center, mm-hmm. center picture that I looked at. And so it, especially with the anointing piece of the puzzle.
And so, then do you move into a period of silence and contemplation as you're looking at this?
Well, I think it is a moment of silence and contemplation. Mm-hmm. And so I think you do have to get your mind centered down to be able to focus. But once your mind centered down, I think as you begin looking at it, you can begin imagining and begin thinking about what that meaning is to you. And you can begin, you know, I've spent a lot of time studying the prodigal, so there's a lot of richness that I know that is in that prodigal. Mm-hmm. So
it's interesting too how, because if you read Nouwen's book, he talks about each of us moves from the actual we come as the prodigal, then we really recognize that we are the elder son, but eventually the invitation and the call is to become the father.
Yeah, and see, that's the beautiful picture of this. And see, this is the amazing thing again. The father completely restores sonship to the son, but he doesn't stop there. He takes it one more level and he invites him to be part of his mission and his journey. And so the father didn't just restore us, we just weren't saved and everything, but for all of us, he's given this great blessing of being able to enter in fully and join him in his mission here on earth.
So how have you become the father?
Well, the thing is that to begin looking at what Nouwen says in terms of the characteristic of a father, some of what you just mentioned, the gentleness, the unconditional love, the desire to offer complete forgiveness, him coming and embracing you without any sense of condemnation or reminding you that this, you knew this was going to happen because of what you're doing. There was a full acceptance without him trying to tell him that he was, you know, he needed to tell him that he was wrong. But I think if you look at all the characteristics of the father, becoming the father is becoming the characteristics of the father to other people. And how many people need somebody that's gentle, somebody that listens to them, somebody that really has a desire that they'd become greater in their life.
Yeah. I can remember that one time I asked you, I said, what's one of the, if you had to tell people what is one of the most profound parts of your walk and being following a follower of Christ, and you told me, I just try and love people.
Yeah, right.
And I can remember that has sat in my head for so many years, because I think all of us who know you have experienced acceptance and love, and you have been the father to all of us lost sheep.
Yeah.
That.
And, you know, to return the compliment, I think one of the things that you've added to my purpose in life is, and, you know, I always said our purpose is to love God and to love other people. But I think the one piece that you, you know, really taught me was to let God love you. And so, you know, the prodigal, that's really where it all comes into being, when he finally is humble enough and comes to the Father and lets the Father love him. When he let the Father love him, that's when the deep transformation occurred. Well, stay tuned for next week, but this is some very, very exciting stuff.
To learn more about The Meadow, go to www.meadow4.org. We're continuing with our summer series, The Podcast on the Porch, where we talk about various ways to deepen your spiritual life and grow in your faith. Follow us on Facebook and Podbean to hear more, and be sure to keep an eye out for upcoming events like our Spiritual Development Forum, which will be happening in the fall of 2017.